On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode 207. Let me give it to you straight, gold diggers. You might think you're being productive when you tackle many projects at once, but that is simply not true. Let these facts fully sink in for a minute. The average time spent on a task before losing focus is only 1 minute and 15 seconds. At this rate, I'm going to lose you really soon, so stick with me. Here's the thing, we're not really great at multitasking. We're just switching our mind back and forth rapidly from one task to another, aka we're not giving either task our full attention. Multitaskers reduce productivity by 40% across the board. And when you're multitasking, it takes 50% longer to accomplish a certain task. Not to mention, it increases errors by 50%. And this one, heavy multitasking can temporarily lower your IQ up to 15 points, which is like 3 times the effect of smoking cannabis. Did that get your attention? Good. So it's one thing to know that multitasking isn't efficient for your business or your life, but it's another to actively choose to focus on one task at a time, which is why today I'm going to teach you and spill all my secrets on how to ditch the multitasking lifestyle and transition into my personal work style, batch working. I can truly say that batch working has transformed my business, but it wasn't always easy or natural to me. I was obsessed with having my hands in many projects at once and convinced myself that multitasking was simply the way I worked. But with time, I've solidified a plan that allows me to work ahead, plan with strategy, work efficiently, and have time off to truly rest. Sound too good to be true? It's not. And so without further ado, we are going to dive into Batch Working 101. Now, before we do that, I want to share a review of the week for you. This review comes from Kelly Blackstrud, and it says, if you have a pulse, this podcast is for you. I started listening to Jenna's podcast back when she first launched it, way back when. I'm actually embarrassed that it's taken me this long to write a review. Can any of you guys relate? I continue to come back every week excited to hear from her and her incredible guests. As a female entrepreneur, this podcast has guided me through some of the many tough seasons of business, relationships, and life in general. Sometimes I even catch my hubby listening in. Even if you aren't a photographer, marketer, or business owner, Jenna somehow finds a way to resonate and relate to both women and men. Jenna is not only a brilliant business babe, but a down-to-earth human who I could totally grab drinks with after the baby arrives, of course. As a fellow mama, I'm already looking forward to all the great insight you are going to provide on balancing babies and business life. So hurry up and get here, baby Kutch. Thank you, Kelly, so much for that review. I can't even tell you how much it means to me. And so I hope that this helps inspire you, gold diggers, to take a quick second out of your busy lives. Yes, I'm going to ask you to multitask one last time. Hit pause on this show, leave a review so that we can continue to bring this content for you for free every single week. Trust me when I say it really does make a difference. So without further ado, let's dive on into a new way of working that you're going to adopt real soon. Meet my friend, Batch Working.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
So what is batch working? I mean, simply put, batch working is highly focused, topic-specific forms of working. So what do I mean by this? It's dividing your workflow into different days and hours of one topic instead of jumping around constantly from task to task. To learn what batching is, let's first learn what batching isn't. For example, with this podcast, it would be so easy for me to record one-off episodes to keep up with the flow of the show, which would mean every single week I'd record one solo show and one guest show and then release them that next week. While this might not seem like too bad of a system, it creates a constant stream of work because each week I'd be thinking about finding a guest, scheduling it, picking a topic, writing questions, sending them prep, sharing logistics, recording, writing a solo show, all of that stuff, and repeating it over and over and over again this week, next week, and the next. Not to mention the fact that if anything went wrong, a guest maybe canceled or my microphone didn't work or the topic didn't really feel right, I would have to scramble to get shows done for that next week. Like, ew. Even talking about this makes me feel kind of anxious. So let's talk about this same scenario with batch work, and you'll see how different it sounds. We're doing the same tasks, but we're doing them for 15 episodes instead of just one at a time. While this might sound so overwhelming, you're really just doing the exact same tasks, but focusing in on them with a little more longevity. Instead of thinking of one show topic or one guest, we think of 15 to 20 topics all at one time. As a team, we sit down, we brainstorm and narrow down our upcoming episodes, and then we get the ball rolling. So I essentially really focus in on the podcast for an hour or so while we brainstorm, and then I don't have to think about it again for a little while. AKA, I just batched thinking of show topics instead of thinking of each one, one by one. This is the same for scheduling interviews with guests for us. Instead of brainstorming and scheduling one recording session with a guest, we book 10 to 15 interviews over a 2 to 3 day span. That means I only have to set up my podcast equipment once every few months and get in the zone and the mindset, and then I can record 15 interviews or episodes instead of just one. And while this might seem totally crazy, instead of being a week ahead, I'm suddenly 15 weeks ahead. And when it's all said and done, it took less time because I wasn't repeating the same processes one by one for interviews. I did it all in a batch format, creating this efficient workflow. Now, recording a podcast with a batch method means that every month or so, my team and I brainstorm, we write show notes, we write outlines and schedule 10 to 15 interviews. We spend a few days crazy focused to record them all, and then bam, it's done. And while it does take hard work and diligence, and let me tell you, it takes my team, suddenly I don't even have to think about the podcast for another few months. Sounds quite different than winging it week by week, doesn't it? I mean, I remember when I first started with this show, and I was an avid listener to other podcasts. And I remember this one podcaster I listened to, he would do like 8 shows in a day. And I'm like, that guy is crazy. But when I started to think about it, I'm like, I'm taking time every single time I hit record to set up and take down my microphone, to get the dogs quiet, to get the house ready, to create outlines, to get in touch with people. And I realized like there's a reason why he's doing this, because all of that setup and takedown time and the time it takes to get into the mental headspace, that could all be wasted if I'm just doing one-off episodes. And so today I'm actually recording 7 episodes of this show in one sitting. You heard that right, 7. And so I don't just talk the talk, I walk the walk. And I want this to be something you can imagine, whether you sell products or you offer services. There are things in your life that you are doing and doing and doing and jumping into. And I want to make this a more efficient system. So let's talk about if batch working is right for you, because maybe it sounds great, doesn't it? I mean, while I think we can all agree that working from a place of a highly organized, efficient mindset is a great thing, you might be wondering, like, can I really pull this off in my business and life? And I'm telling you, you can. Batch working is especially great for those of you who are cranking out content on a regular basis, whether it's blogs or Instagram captions, weekly emails, YouTube videos, whatever it might be. Batching what you are working on allows you to focus in for a day or an hour or 2 days, whatever that is, and create crazy amounts of content and then take it out of your mind for a week or even weeks at a time. Can you believe it? Like, instead of every day jumping around from working on the intro of a blog post and then jumping to post on Instagram and going back to edit a YouTube video or to email your client and then getting sucked into an interview and so on, you would enter a day knowing that today my only job is to do this one thing. And then you can focus in, work hard, and boom, it's done. Like, let me walk you through my day today. So I got up with Drew. We made breakfast. I came over to the studio where I record these shows. I sat down and I had my schedule for the day. And I basically had from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. to create and record podcast content. Now, the last few weeks, we've been creating these outlines and getting these shows ready. But today, my only job was to hit record and to do it for 7 different shows. I'm not on my phone. It's in airplane mode. I'm not in the inbox. I'm not on Slack. I am just focusing in on this one thing. And guess what? I'm getting so much done. So what about everything else that you have to do beyond just that one thing? Well, you can actually batch that too. Just because I'm doing this today doesn't mean I'm not present in my business, but you can figure out your schedule. So let's say the next day can be dedicated to your next job from start to finish. No more half finishing projects, because you'll know exactly what you need to do that day in order to get ahead and accomplish a task. Not only does this keep your business moving forward, but it can help free you up mentally, and it frees you up from a time perspective to focus on other projects in your business, because you can rest assured that your next 3 blogs or your YouTube video or your Instagram captions are ready to go. Now you are free to focus on smaller tasks because you know the biggest things are checked off. Like, imagine how mentally freeing that could be for you. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over 1 billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. While I mentioned batch working is especially great for content creators, I think it can have a place in every business, whether it's dedicating certain weekdays to certain aspects of your business, whether it's outlining content, creating blog posts, writing emails or social media captions, reaching out to your community, working on your finances or analytics, or if it fluctuates with different seasons, like this month for us is focused all on the podcast and next month is all about preparing for maternity leave. Whatever it is, you can decide what projects you're focusing on and when. While batch working might seem rigid, you can customize it to however works best for you, your flow state, and your business. Some people like batching by days, where I prefer to focus by project. But however you decide, it's going to help you become more efficient. It's going to free up mental space. It's going to create a feeling of being ahead and reduce stress. And it's going to allow you to see more strategical. So while we were looking at what a maternity leave would look like for me, we really started to figure out, okay, we need to have very focused work weeks so that we are all hands on deck getting one thing done so that we can move on to the next thing. And so last week, my whole team was working on outlines so that then this week I can work on recording. And then next week, we're diving into refreshing a course. And so everyone is kind of in this focused work state, which requires less communication from a standpoint, but it also allows us to know, like, today is devoted to this one project, and I'm going to make sure everything else gets taken care of so that I can just focus in on this one thing that needs to get done. So let's talk about efficiency, because the one big thing that I love when it comes to batch working is the fact that it brings efficiency into your business. When your plan is clear for the day, it's really easy to just show up, focus on in for an hour or two or eight, and get the job done. And I think that so often as entrepreneurs, when we don't batch work, we leave our days kind of wondering, like, what did I get done today? Like, it is 8, 9, 10 hours later, and I can't even write on piece of paper what I got done or what I accomplished today. And so I feel like a lot of times we're leaving our work half done or 99% done, and it creates this stage of focused work where you can end your day saying, I did this. It's done. It's ready to go. It's wildly efficient. And so with just a few hours of focused work, you can be done with one task and then not have to think about it again. I've shared before that I have this tendency to need to do brain dumps. And if that sounds totally weird, it kind of is. But if you ever get that feeling of just feeling overwhelmed, where you're like, there are so many things to do and I don't even know where to start and I don't even know how to move forward, you need a brain dump. So basically what you need to do is get out a pen and paper or open up a blank document. And I want for you to type out anything that is on your mind, whether you're wondering what you're going to eat for dinner or what your next post is going to be or how to figure out hashtags, anything that is clogging up your mental space, you need to just write it down. And then if you're lucky, you have a team because you listen to the show and you know the importance of outsourcing, you can start giving those tasks away that don't need to be done by you. But if you're on your own, you can start chipping away at that list. But what I want for you to look at is an efficiency standpoint. Like, remember the stats from the beginning of the show about multitasking, how it actually decreases productivity and increases the amount of errors you make? Like, gross. I would rather go on airplane mode, which I'm on right now, divide up my time wisely and focus in and do it all right and once for all. And so if you need to do a brain dump because you just have so many things on your brain that you're lacking clarity, I want you then to look at that list and say, what can be batched? What are things that I'm doing every single day that maybe I could just hammer out in a really focused hour or day and get that done so that then I can focus on that next big project? Now let's talk about mental clarity, because I think that when you batch work, mental clarity comes from having this sort of workflow. So it's kind of like this ability to say, this thing's done. Now I can move on to the next thing. And I think mental clarity is huge as an entrepreneur. Like, I want to be able to focus and then have that leave my mind. There's no need to have this nagging thought in the back of your mind of, oh gosh, I need to finish that next week's poster. I still need to write that caption, because you know that it's completed. And so when you're able to actually free up mental space, you can cut out that white noise and look at the big picture, both in your business and in your life. Now, I've shared this before, but I feel like a lot of times entrepreneurs feel like they're walking through this dark, pitch black warehouse, and all we have is a flashlight. We can only see what is immediately in front of us. We can't see what's beyond us, what's above us, but only where that flashlight can hit. But I think that when you actually have mental clarity, it's like somebody turns the lights on and you can see that big picture. And for a lot of times, we are just trying to stay afloat, right? Like, we aren't thinking about next month or next year. We're thinking about, how am I going to get through today? And I think the biggest change that batch working has done for me in my business is it's given me this ability to step back, to have this bird's eye view of what's going on in my business. When I sit down and I write Instagram captions out for a week, I can see how everything is laid out. I can see, am I hitting different categories of my brand? Am I speaking to different pieces of my audience? Am I reaching people in a different way? Am I sharing an opportunity or an invitation with a call to action? Now, if I were just doing one-off captions every single day, I'd probably miss some of those opportunities. And so instead of scrambling from one task to the next, you get to look ahead with clarity at the upcoming weeks and introduce strategy, new ideas, and projects that can pop into your mind, because you're not sitting there wasting precious brain power thinking about what's next on that urgent to-do list. I've learned that not a lot of things are that urgent. I know that a lot of times we feel like, oh my gosh, I got to get back to that email right now, or I've got to make sure I hit publish by 8 a.m. And I've fallen prey to all of those things. But when you can actually have focused work, it helps you to see that not a lot of things are urgent and that you can get things done in your own timing. Now, how many of you right now, as you're sitting and listening, you feel like you're behind? I'm sure that many of you have felt that emotion of just being behind. But what if you could change that by feeling ahead? Like, how would that free up your mental space? How would you wake up differently and do what you're about to do? How would you be excited about the different possibilities? How would you be able to dream beyond just your little task list? It might seem crazy, but it is possible. Having the ability to look at the month or the year and know which projects are prioritized for when and what's needed of you, and knowing that you have batched yourself ahead and that tedious tasks are already done, I can't even express how much this mental shift alone is worth its weight in gold. There is something so beautiful about having a handle on your work and feeling like you are running your business and that it is not running you. Now, I know that maybe one of your fears when it comes to batch working is, sure, I'll get ahead in one place in my business, but then everything else is going to fall behind. But I can promise you this, when you start to actually implement it in different places in your business, you're going to start to see that you can stay caught up a lot easier. Are you one of those people that has 20 tabs open and you're jumping from task to task and you're trying to remember why you opened your inbox, or you're refreshing your inbox trying to get more busy work because you're afraid to tackle those bigger things? Batch working has saved me from always feeling behind. There is nothing cooler when I have a guest and I interview them and I'm like, hey, your episode's going live in 2 months because we're working way ahead of schedule. People admire that. They think it's cool because it's not just this scramble. I can have options. I can speak my truth, and I can make sure that I am setting up my business in a way that is conducive to the way that I work best. So now that we have covered why batch working is crucial to grow your best business, let's talk about the most important, the how of batch working. Now, I totally get that this can be an intimidating process to start. Like, where do I even begin? Like, how would I write 3 blogs in one day? How could I write a week's worth of captions? But trust me, there are a few crucial steps to batching your work. And while it might feel odd at first or change of your flow, I promise that if you stick with it, you'll probably be as obsessed as I am. So step one is this: you have to learn how to identify your true priorities. So before you can batch work, you have to decide exactly what it is that you want to batch. To give a personal example, in my business, I approach a few certain things with a batch mentality, whether it's recording podcasts, writing Instagram captions, building courses, preparing for launches, reviewing copy. Like, while this list might seem a little bit short, these are the things that move the needle in my business the most, and so that's why they deserve priority. These are the things that I will set aside time for, I plan for, and I batch for. They are the most important facets of my business, and batching them ensures that they get done and that I don't get distracted by less important facets of my business like email, Facebook groups, Pinterest, and other extra add-ons that I can always tackle later if I have time for them. Now, my advice for you in choosing what exactly you want to batch is to look at what actually moves the bottom line of your business. Like, seriously, what is driving profits into your business? And narrow that down and then select 3 to 5 impactful areas to focus on. So when I try to look at batch working, not only does it help me get more done, but it actually helps my team get more done. So when I started batch working and seeing kind of the magic that was happening within that, I started to really talk to my team about the importance of it, because I knew that if I was being more efficient, chances are that if they implemented batch working, the same would go for them. Now, not only was that true, but it also helped from a standpoint of knowing who needed to be available for me when, and who needed to have their tasks assigned and prioritized and ready to go so that they didn't need to be in touch with me. So this week, while we're recording the podcast and focus on that, we have our podcast producer, Kate, on standby. She's ready to go. She has everything laid out. We have one Google Doc that's like 70 pages long, and I know exactly what I need to get done. And the rest of my team knows I'm probably going to be working with Kate and not a lot with them. But then next week, I'm going to be partnering with Caitlin on another project where we're redoing a course. And so it really helps too, because if you manage a team, you're likely getting pulled in multiple directions every single day. And sometimes it's easy to feel like you're just chasing your tail or putting out fires. But batch working from a team standpoint can be huge in terms of efficiency, because you know I only need to talk to one person today while I focus on this task, and it's going to create more efficiency within the entire team's workflows.
On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So now that you've actually identified your priorities or items that you find yourself doing daily that could potentially be grouped together to get done in a shorter period of time, I want for you to move on to step 2, which is look at the many tasks that go into a process. My next step is to write a list of the 3 to 5 batch items that you just decided and then divide them up into steps. For example, batching a podcast sounds simple, but it actually takes many steps to make that a reality. So in this specific example, the thing that I'm batching is podcasts, but the steps I have to accomplish to really make this a reality include brainstorming topics, dreaming up guests I want to have on, narrowing down the show categories, reaching out and scheduling with guests, writing questions for their interviews, having outlines prepared for these solo shows, send recording logistics to guests, record the show, write the show notes, make appropriate graphics and share the links for the guests to share. With this list, there are things that you can batch in order to make your larger goal of batching podcasts a reality. For example, if Monday is dedicated to batching your podcasts, then one Monday you might have your podcast batch day be dedicated to brainstorming topics and emailing guests. And then the next week, your podcast day would be batching your show notes. And then the next Monday would be making graphics and audio clips. This step is so important to create the framework of your batch days so that you have clear tasks that you can move forward with. Now, guys, I totally understand if this sounds confusing on air, but to see an example of this, head to the show notes to see everything that we do when it comes to batching at jennakutcherblog.com/batchwork. The main point here is that while you might be batching big topics like blog posts or courses or captions, you need to make sure you break up your batching into bite-sized, manageable pieces that ensure that all of those mini steps can get accomplished along the way. Another example of this is the Gold Digger Podcast Instagram account. Now, batching doesn't just have to be done by you. Like I said, your team can adopt this way of work. So what we do is my sister and I, we team up together on that Instagram account. So I will drag and drop all the photos into the grid so that I can make sure it's a visual representation of my brand. And then I leave in notes for her about what those captions are going to be, whether it's a new episode or a different call to action or an invitation for a freebie. And then my sister actually writes the captions and I go through and I approve them, make sure they're exactly what we want to share with our audience. And then she actually publishes them. So we have this process where I create the grid, I start the captions, she finishes them, I approve them, and then they're good to go. And so I have to look at those captions once, and then they get shared with you guys throughout the week. And so it's really cool to see the different ways that batch working can infiltrate a team and change the entire way that the team functions. Now, once you have looked at all the many tasks that go into the process, you want to make a schedule, which is step number 3. It's time to organize all of these things because you're probably looking at these mini tasks and you're thinking, dang, a lot goes into this. But I want for you to take out your calendar, look at any important deadlines, whether you're launching a course or you have a new client to serve or you have to deliver a product or you have podcast episodes, and map out what you want your batching to look like. I mentioned previously in the show that some people like to dedicate certain work days to one project, while others prefer to dedicate a week or a month to a project and to work wildly ahead in that one thing. Whatever this looks like for you, whatever feels better for you, I want for you to grab a calendar and map it out. Schedule in a free day to work on other projects. Schedule in vacation or days off. But whatever you decide, I want for you to create a clear plan and stick to it. There is something incredible. Like, there's this energy that when you wake up and you know exactly what you're about to do for the day and you know exactly what you're going to accomplish before you end that day, there's just a different energy than when you show up and let the world tell you what you need to get done. I mean, for so many years in my business, the first thing I would do when I woke up in the morning is check my email. And you want to know what I did all day long? Is I put out everyone else's fires and I never actually moved my own business forward. But that's why batching is different, is when you can take a schedule and say, Jenna, today you need to get up and you are going to record 7 podcast episodes. What a joy. Like, you get to focus on this project that you love so much. And at the end of today, you're going to have almost an entire month's content done. That's crazy. And that leaves you feeling excited about your work again. And that leaves you ending the day with a glass of wine, if you're not pregnant, and celebrating the fact that, like, you just killed it. Like, it's this entirely different energy. And so when I want for you to schedule these things, I want for you to make it really clear. Today, I'm focusing on this, and I am going to be so proud when this one thing gets done today. Today, I'm going to sit down and do this one thing from start to finish. And at the end of the day, when my friend or my husband or my wife asks me, what'd you get done today? I can proudly say this. instead of saying, well, you know, I answered 30 emails and, you know, I sat on Facebook for a little bit and I started a blog post. I want for you to end each day with clarity. So that moves us on to step four, focus in and get it done. This is the most important, following through on batching. Trust me, I get it. Major, major changes are happening in your workflow because of this episode, and that can be terrifying. But I want for you to trust me on this one. If you could commit to batch working for 1 week, just 1 week, and you can see the effects, you can see the difference in the way you feel accomplished, and you can see how you're actually moving forward, you're going to be hooked. Every day, I want for you to show up to work ready to accomplish your big task of the day. When you have a schedule, you know you can do that instead of just kind of moseying in and seeing, oh, I'll see what I get done today. I want for you to trust in that process, and you're going to be so thankful that you're able to work ahead or to actually complete something. I want for you to commit to single tasking. Like, multitasking isn't a thing. It's time to abandon those ways and to focus on doing one thing at a time and doing it really well. Step four is just really pretty straightforward. Look at those tasks, look at your calendar, put your phone on airplane mode, shut off your Wi-Fi if you need to, and commit to it. Because this is where the batching magic happens, gold diggers. I know, you're probably thinking, you know, I set these resolutions and I fell off in a week, or I tried to do the whole 30 and I made it a whole 3. But guess what? When it comes to batch working, when you start to see that progress, when you start to move the needle forward, something changes in your confidence and your ability and the belief that you have in what you can get done in one day. Step five, enjoy your hard work and begin to look forward. That's right, gold diggers. When you work ahead, you can be mega strategic when it comes to your business. If you have a launch in a month, if you have a new product coming out, if you're offering a new service, you can subtly cater your captions and your blogs and your content towards that topic for the weeks prior. You can actually have a pre-launch phase, which 90% of people miss when they go to launch something they're excited about. If a new project is launching soon, do a fun countdown. If there's a big announcement coming up, change your messaging to take your followers on a ride with you. While planning ahead can sometimes seem daunting, it makes being strategic so much easier because you have a clear map of what topic you should be focusing on and when. This doesn't mean that spontaneity and new ideas go out the window. It just means that there is a time and a place to implement strategy and you'll be ready. Now, I want to kind of share when I saw a huge shift in my business, because a lot of it had to do with just having time to dream again. When I actually started batch working, I started scheduling in downtime for me to just be thoughtful, for me to think about what's next, for me to consume different books or podcasts, for me to actually question, like, what do I want to put out into the world next? And I feel like for so long, for years, to be honest, I felt like Monday through Friday, I was just kind of chasing my tail. I was trying to stay caught up in the inbox, trying to post consistently. And I wasn't really moving the needle because I couldn't get my head out of the sand high enough to say, what do I want my life to be like in 3 years, 5 years? What do I want for next month? What's coming ahead that I can get working on so that I know that when that time comes, that project is ready to go? And so I want to challenge you, like, enjoy the benefits of batching your work, because with the efficiency and working ahead, you're going to have more time to rest, to dream up new projects, and to enjoy the present. Like, I challenge you to save these newfound off days, because guess what? You've earned them. Like tonight, when I go home and watch Bachelor in Paradise, I'm not going to feel guilty because guess what? I crushed it today. I got done so much more than I ever used to think was possible. So there you have it, gold diggers. Like, have I convinced you to batch your work yet? I hope so, because I am urging you to ditch that multitasking lifestyle and to transition into a more efficient way to do your job. You are not going to believe the amount of organization and mental peace and clarity that come along with it. Now, I can't wait to hear how this episode hits home with you. I can't wait to hear how it challenges you or how you plan to implement it. And so head on over to today's post on the Gold Digger Instagram at Gold Digger Podcast and let us know what your biggest takeaway was. We can create a batch working accountability session. And I just want to hear what tasks you are excited to start batching, because I can promise once you get started, you can't stop. I hope that this episode gave you a deeper look into our process of batch working and how you can do it in your business, no matter what field you're in. And until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals and batch your work along the way.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.